In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go and do likewise. The law is clear. This is how God wants you to live. Whether you are well seasoned or young, a man or a woman, a parent or child, a husband or a wife, you are to love. You are to be patient and kind and giving yourself fully to others, withholding nothing for yourself. To whom? To others. To your neighbors. To those around you, specifically to those who need your mercy. Your neighbor is the one God places before you so that you can do the works of the law. Jesus would not let this expert in the law limit who his neighbor was, and neither will he let you limit who your neighbor is. So your neighbor is not only that wounded, half-dead man, but also the robbers who need your rebuke and your prayers. Your neighbor is the priest and the Levite who need your example, your encouragement, your patience. Your neighbor is the innkeeper who needs your 2 silver coins, your instructions, and your promise to return with more help. Your neighbor is your fellow driver who needs your kindness, your restraint, and your patience. Your neighbor is your co-worker who needs your help, your time, and your experience. Your neighbor is the cashier who needs your smile, your gratitude, and your friendly conversation. I could go on. I could mention parents and children, politicians, and yes, even the media. I could mention those who love you and those who hate you, those who are kind to you and make your life easy, and also those who make your life extremely difficult. Whomever the Lord has placed before you, to love, even if they themselves are loveless, to be merciful to, even if they are merciless. These are your neighbors. The law of God is good and wise. It sets God's will before your eyes. It is good and wise because it makes you lord of no one, but servant of all. Go and do likewise. Give yourself fully to those around you. It's a simple command, and yet a harsh command. The law is clear. It will offer no exceptions, no redos. It will not bend. It will not give you even one little break. It doesn't change. It doesn't care how you feel on a particular day. It doesn't care what is going on in your life or what you have been through in the past weeks or months. But it perfectly holds God's will before your eyes, demanding that you give yourself fully to others, emptying yourself for their good. And so the law always condemns. It condemns because it is good, and you are not. It won't excuse the bloody corpse of Abel lying at your feet, slain with your harsh words. It refuses to justify your adulterous fling with Bathsheba or your wandering eyes. It will not pardon the golden calf in your heart, your loot from Jericho, or your desire for Naboth's vineyard. It's too good for that. The law wants what is best for you, and what is best for you is not doing whatever you think is good and right. What is best for you is not living for yourself. What is best for you is not worshiping money or pining as you peer over the fence to your neighbor. But what is truly best for you, truly makes you content and joyful and happy and blessed, is to serve your neighbor. Even though the law of God is good and wise and sets God's will before your eyes, even though it has your best interest in mind and shows you the way of righteousness, and even though following it will make you truly joyful, content, and blessed, still you have averted your eyes and simply passed by on the other side. Instead of stooping down to help those in need, you have smirked all the while thinking, well, they got themselves into that mess and they can get themselves out. Instead of offering words of comfort, you have falsely blurted out, well, God helps those who help themselves, and what's worse is you actually believed it. Repent. Look at your neighbor, wipe that smirk off your face, and beg God to show mercy, even though you have failed to show mercy. And he will. For the God who gave the law that is good is himself also good, and his mercy endures forever. How long? Forever. Longer than you have selfishly loved yourself, the Father has selflessly loved you. Longer than you have been faithless, Christ has been faithful to you. Longer than you have ignored, despised, or laughed at your neighbor, the Holy Spirit has lovingly gazed at you with compassion, at both of you with compassion. What the law demands and you could never fulfill, God has done, for he is love. He does love, and he loves each and every one of you. So Christ came down from heaven to fulfill that law, not only to suffer and die, not only to rise and ascend so that you might have life and salvation, but Christ came down from heaven to keep that law perfectly in your place. He feared, loved, and trusted in his heavenly Father at all times, even as he hung on that cross. He called upon the name of his Lord, spending entire nights in prayer as he faithfully held to the word of God. He is the sinless Cain for the sinful Cain. He is the pious Achan, the faithful David for the faithless David. For the faithless David, a perfect Ahab, a holy man for us unholy men, past, present, and future. Where you have failed, Christ has succeeded. Where you have succumbed, Christ has prevailed. So he, Jesus Christ, is your good Samaritan. Attacked by Satan, robbed by sin, and wounded by death, you could not help yourself, for the wages of sin is death. And yet he, your good Samaritan, stooped down in the waters of holy baptism to wash your wounds with his precious blood, cleansing you from what flowed from his side. He stops the internal bleeding with the chalice of life. He strips himself and wraps you in his righteous garments of love. But he does not stop there. For you are not only the wounded, half-dead man, but you are also the priest and the Levite. For all those times you have failed to show perfect love, for all those times you have thought that they got what they deserved, for all those times you have passed by on the other side with chests puffed out, the Good Samaritan has stopped and shown love. He is the perfect priest, offering himself, always interceding on your behalf before the throne of God, always holding before your eyes that perfect sacrifice which atones for your every sin. He is the perfect Levite who doesn't just glance to see what's going on, but who fixes his gaze on those in need so he might know how he can show mercy, and then he shows mercy. Likewise, you are also the robbers who have stolen the honor of your neighbors, ruined their reputation, and wounded them with your harsh words. Yet for us robbers, the Good Samaritan, Christ, was lifted up on the tree between two robbers, as a robber himself, a thief, and a good-for-nothing scoundrel, so that he might win eternal life and salvation for you. So now your dear Heavenly Father looks down from heaven and sees you as a Christian, that is, a little Christ. You are a little Good Samaritan who has loved, who has helped, who has healed, who has restored, who has not looked to his own interests but to the interests of others. For all that Christ has done, he has done for you. All that Christ has done is now credited to you. When God looks at you, he sees all the perfect works of the law fulfilled because you are draped in Christ's perfect righteous love. So the law cannot condemn you, for you are in Christ. The law brings you only joy and contentment and true blessedness, for you are in Christ. For that law has been fulfilled by Christ from beginning to end. So in Christ you too have fulfilled the law. For all the commandments are kept. When what is not kept is forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.